to welcome this Christmas Day. We're happy that you're here this morning. And we begin, before the service starts, with the carol singing of Away in a Manger. Let us now sing hymn 364, Away in a Manger, before the service begins.
Thank you.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter suffering to death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Introit is O Little Town of Bethlehem, hymn 361. You may be seated.
God. Grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. Isaiah tells us the Christmas story, a reading from Isaiah chapter 62. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, clear it of stones, lift up a signal over the peoples. Behold, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. And they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be sought out, a city not forsaken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 98, whole verse by whole verse responsibly.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. Love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Thank you.
Christmas story. The first gospel lesson is from Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing the hymn, Angels from the Realms of Glory, hymn 367. Child.
So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very much afraid. Then the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For unto you this day, in the city of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was that when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. So they came with great haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe who was lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made known abroad the saying which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, just as it was told unto them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing the hymn, Joy to the World, hymn 387.
Nothing was made that has been made.
In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. And the Word became flesh, dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This is he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me surpassed me, because he was before me.' For the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the only begotten Son, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
We confess the Nicene Creed on page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for our sin and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing the hymn of the day, "Angels We Have Heard on High," hymn 368. You may be seated.
Thank you.
in reality. The figures in this drama include the angels and the shepherds, and Mary and Joseph, and baby Jesus, and later the Magi. The drama is authored by God Himself. This is the greatest drama of all time because it happened in history and in reality. Think of this wondrous reality on Christmas Day. God dwells among His people in the person of Jesus Christ, in the past, in the present, and in the future. God came among us there at Bethlehem. God comes among us through water, bread, and wine in the sacraments. And God will be with us forever in heaven. This divine drama is spoken of in one of our Christmas hymns, where we sing, "Light of light, O soul begotten, radiance of the Father's face, Word made flesh, who lived among us, full of truth, full of grace. Shine upon our human darkness, pierce the night that shrouds our race." So the Word made flesh is the soul begotten radiance of the Father's face. So for this divine drama, we first consider John chapter 1. Jesus is the eternal Word of God who was made flesh. And then Paul's words in Titus. Jesus is the kindness of God our Savior. Now the drama is well known to you. And on both the Christmas Eve services, we looked extensively at Luke chapter 2. This divine drama that took place in Bethlehem, which is well known to all of you. But on Christmas Day, the gospel lesson is powerful words from John chapter 1. That the Word was Jesus. So you could say, in the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. Jesus was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Jesus. Without Jesus was not anything made that was made. In Jesus was life, and the life was the light of men. And Jesus shines in the darkness. And Jesus is that Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. We see that John was an eyewitness to the entire life of Christ. So John, of course, was not there when Jesus was born, but when he was called as a disciple, he did see His glory, the glory of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth, because John, one of the three apostles closest to Jesus, was an eyewitness at the transfiguration of our Lord when He shone in great glory. He was an eyewitness of the crucifixion and the resurrection and the ascension and the day of Pentecost. So John is bearing witness that this Jesus is the Word of God made flesh. The Word through whom all things were created in the book of Genesis is the light. He came into the world, but ironically, when He came to the world as a child, the manger in Bethlehem, as a man who was crucified on the cross at Jerusalem, the world did not recognize Him. In fact, the world rejected Him. But to those who believed in His name, He becomes power to become the sons of God. We recognize that this child who was placed in the manger would be nailed to the cross, would be risen from the dead, and we know the glory of God the Father, because in Christ He is full of grace and truth. So in this divine drama, Jesus is that eternal Word made flesh. We sing in another Christmas hymn, "O sing of Christ, whose birth made known the kindness of the Lord. Eternal Word made flesh and bone, so we could be restored. Upon our frail humanity, God's finger chose to trace the fullness of His deity, the icon of His grace. Oh, how glorious is this divine drama. Jesus is the icon of the fullness of the deity in human flesh. Rejoice in this wondrous divine drama. And then secondly, Paul explains the significance of this for you and me. For you and me, Jesus is the kindness of God our Savior, because the kindness and the goodness and the loving kindness of God our Savior has appeared. And He saved us. People have general ideas about God up in heaven. People that really don't know their Bibles refer to God as the man upstairs. People refer to Him as the architect of the universe. People call Him the first cause. People call Him the sovereign one. And all these are true. But that doesn't help you and me. What helps you and me is to know that God is our Father. In fact, earthly fatherhood is modeled on our heavenly Father. We wouldn't even know what a father was until we knew who God the Father is. God the Father, in His loving kindness and goodness, sent His Son. If you think about that, this love that He would send His Son to die for us fallen sons. His Son would keep the law perfectly that we have broken. His Son would bear the punishment that we deserved. This is the mercy poured out, the richly poured out in Jesus Christ, who is God's Son. And then Paul refers to God the Holy Spirit's work in the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit poured out and upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Lord, meaning that we are renewed and washed and baptized. And then we know this truth. We are justified by His grace, which means declared righteous in the courtroom of God. We are heirs according to the hope of eternal life. We inherit the inheritance of heaven. And the hope of eternal life in the Bible means the certainty of eternal life. This divine drama is also spoken in this hymn verse. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian fear for sinners, here the silent word is pleading. Nail, spear shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the Babe, the Son of Mary. Let us rejoice this Christmas day all day long in our festive meals with our families that this divine drama is real. It happened in history, in the past, in the present, in the future. He has dwelt with us, He dwells with us now, and He will dwell with us forever. Let us join the angels, the shepherds, and Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus this day in rejoicing in this divine drama through God the Father, in Jesus Christ, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, rejoicing in this wondrous reality. All praise to Christ Jesus forever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Stand to sing the offertory on page 192.
Stand to sing the offertory on page 192.
time, we will now gather the offerings, and as we do, please take the attendance pad that's at the end of the pews, fill out the sheet, tear it out, and put it in the basket in the narthex when you leave. Please, you may be seated for the offerings.
Stand for the prayer. Let us pray. O God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, you make this holy night and this holy day to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Most merciful God, you gave your eternal word to become incarnate of the pure virgin. Grant your people grace to put away fleshly lusts, that they may be ready for your visitation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Service of Sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. Salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory. That seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Hosanna, 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 Hosanna,
will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
True body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith, and body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Take a drink of Christ. True body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith, body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Take a knee for the body of Christ. Take a knee for the body of Christ. Take a knee for the body of Christ. Christ. Body of Christ. Take it easy. Body of Christ.
Oh,
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh. We thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by our Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.